What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
I warned you guys last week that McMullen was going to be here for the next two. Here's the second one.
It's lovely to be here. It's great for me. I don't know about for all of you guys, but I'm digging it.
So Charlie the Fister McMullen, and we have a special guest because after Dumbest Thing, we're going to be getting into a discussion, and every discussion needs a losing side, so we brought Alex Jowski in to fill that out.
Are you sure it's not the other way around?
No.
I'm pretty sure you top Jedi Knight, top score-stealing motherfucker.
I'm sure I phrased that right, Jowski.
But for those of you that read my diary, Jowski just stole my top score on the Phantom Menace pinball machine at First Domain, so there's going to be some tension between he and I.
Not over the actual topic or anything, just over that damn high score, right?
Yeah. Say what you want about minimum wage, but you took my high score, you son of a bitch.
All right, well, first we need to get into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, would you like to lead us off this week, since this one kind of hit close to home for you?
It did hit close to home. Usually it's able... I'm able to ignore stories like this, but this one really, really got me in here. Is it BGI? I think that was the company that was doing it this time. But BGI, I believe, is a company that only focuses on collecting...
BMI,
that's right. Focuses on collecting royalties and compensations for song performance and playing. It's probably more precisely worded than that, but that's what they do. And now they are attacking karaoke bars for not owning the rights to play the songs that are being sung by drunk people that just wanted a fun night out. I think it's bullshit. I think that file sharing was bad enough, but now you're actually going to pay... expect to be paid by drunks singing, Air Supply at a karaoke bar.
Zing!
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, it angered me quite a bit, I think. I mean, because I was mad when it was file sharing, and I don't ever file share at all, but I sing me a lot of fucking karaoke. And to demand compensation for even that... Especially when a lot of these motherfuckers didn't even write the music. Like, if you look at the writing credits, and it comes up after every song at karaoke, so I see a lot of them. It's like, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, written by, like, Maurice Scheinberg, or whatever it is, who gets not one penny from that. It's, oh, Jesus, it just pisses me off. Greed has gone too far.
Charlie, as a karaoke DJ...
Okay, I thought I talked to you about pronouncing it like that. That's disrespectful, man.
Why do you think I did it?
I know.
As a karaoke DJ yourself, have you ever run into this, or now are you slightly afraid that you will?
Up until now, it was kind of like an urban legend. Like, people would talk about bars that got shut down because of music rights and how people got put in jail because of, you know, like the FBI anti-piracy shit. Like, they're now doing time. It was considered an urban legend among karaoke DJs, but now... I don't know, I'm thinking it might happen. I'm like, when I was reading the story that you sent me, the whole time I was thinking about, okay, how in trouble am I if this shit happens? Because I'm just the DJ.
In the specific case we're discussing, the bar was licensing out, or they hired a karaoke DJ, and so they really didn't know whether, they just kind of assumed, well, the karaoke DJ said they've got the songs, we assume they paid for them.
Especially since it happened at a Clarion Inn in Texas. That's a chain. I've actually done karaoke at a Clarion Inn here in Colorado. It's just such like a weird like raid speakeasy kind of situation that I imagine.
So how does this work? Then the BMI agent, who is just an agent of the RIAA, really, comes in, hears the song. How do they have any clue whether it's been paid for or not?
Here's what I would look for if I decided to research the case, but I won't because I'm a lazy stoner asshole. But
fair enough.
I believe the rights are first purchased by the karaoke song company, because if you've been to a karaoke night, you know there's a whole bunch of different companies that put out karaoke versions of songs. You got Sound Choice, which has the biggest display. You got Sunfly, which has this weird little fly logo during instrumental breaks. All these different companies that make karaoke versions of songs, like the actual... I guess it would be like just an MPEG for this, but like the lyrics changing color and everything. There are companies that do that. So I imagine that they bought the rights to the song, and then they just, let's see, it's sort of like iTunes. They buy the rights to the song, and then you can purchase songs individually from them, demanding to be paid for not doing any additional work. Do you know what I mean? And this might actually be a good segue into what we're going to talk about next.
Hey, good job. See, you're starting to learn.
Yes, radio.
You're learning that radio host stuff there.
learning.
All right, so what we're going to talk about is the wage disparity and the minimum wage issue in this country. Because this week, McDonald's workers, they didn't go on strike because they're non-union, so they technically aren't on strike, refused to show up to work demanding that McDonald's pay a living wage, something I support. Charlie and I have not discussed this, but I'm assuming you support?
For the most part, yeah.
Our local Ayn Rand indoctrination suspect, Alex, not his real name, Jowski, has the con on this, doesn't he?
See, it became his real name.
I prefer the term enthusiast. Ayn Rand enthusiast.
He dabbles. He'll tap his foot under the stall, but he won't go to the club.
He's been completely brainwashed with this Ayn Rand shit.
Yeah, this was a surprise to even me, because usually Jowski and I agree on most things. I mean, just like me and Josh, we agree on most things. Very rarely are we so divided on an issue, but I am very divided on this issue with Jowski.
So, Alex, before we get to our point, since I made it pretty much clear that McDonald's does not pay what is considered a living wage, let's hear your thoughts on to why you think they don't deserve it.
Well, they're demanding more money for doing the same amount of work that they were fine earning.
Those bastards.
They were fine earning $8, but they're like, you know what? I want $15 now, but I don't want more responsibility. And the fact that they signed on to that job knowing that was the wage. If they didn't think that was a livable wage, they would have looked for a different job. The other thing is that they are, since they're arguing for a livable wage, obviously making money to support their family or whatever is important to them. So to remedy that, they've quit their job and are now doing nothing. So obviously the money thing isn't that important.
I smell brimstone.
My God, the bullshit in that. Are you able to breathe with the amount of bullshit you just spewed, Alex?
This does feel like some kind of weird prank. Like, this is sounding nothing like you.
That's why I used he's been indoctrinated.
Oh,
he
wasn't
weird. Like this 2 months ago, was he, McMullen?
He wasn't like this a week ago.
He's gone insane. Because, okay, Alex, a living wage. A living wage is not something that most places pay, especially for, and the word has more stigma to it than it should, unskilled labor. All these people are asking for is to be paid a living wage. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, I understand what that means, but they're being paid according to the value of their work, which is what
they're not. No, they're not. Okay, Alex, since 1990, the minimum wage has gone up 21%. The cost of living has gone up 67% in that same time frame. So the minimum wage is not proportionate to inflation. You cannot survive on what McDonald's is paying. You can't. McDonald's works you to the bone. And don't give me this shit that they want more money for less work. That is such bullshit. They want more money for the same amount of work because they cannot live on what McDonald's is paying.
Then they shouldn't work at Donald's.
Okay.
Where the fuck else should they work then? Because, Alex, what you don't understand, you made that snide comment, well, then clearly money isn't important to them if they're willing to quit over this. Actually, it is. They have it in their head that they need to take a stand now, or there is no one to take a stand later. If nobody takes a stand, then the corporations never raise their pay rates. The corporations hate minimum wage. They would pay $2 an hour if they could get away with it. But they don't, because people like these McDonald's workers took a stand. They said, I will not put up with this, that I will not deal with this. You, at your job, you only get what you make because the people who came before you took a stand. Otherwise, the amount of work you do, they'd pay you $2 an hour for. You don't seem to understand. They're making a sacrifice for the greater fucking good. They are thinking about not just their families, but their families down the line. And people like you are just enabling the corporations to go, well, we think you're worth $2 an hour. You should be goddamn lucky you've got that.
But the fact that they feel that they're not worth $2 an hour means that they'll just find somebody that does. It's a agreement of values. McDonald's has said, we feel that McDonald's has said that we feel your work is valued at $8 an hour. people agreed and they went to work for McDonald's with the thought that, yes, my work is worth $8 an hour. They've changed their mind about that and they've quit. And McDonald's solution will be, well, we will find more people who have
that is some hypocritical bullshit. The CEO of McDonald's last year made $8.75 million. Do you think he earned almost $9 million last year by being the CEO of McDonald's? A company that shows profits like McDonald's is in no place to say they can't afford to pay their workers what they should be making. Walmart's another example. See, I'm trying to think of a non-socialist sounding way to say this, but there isn't one. It's uneven distribution of wealth. There are too many people suffering so that a few can prosper. And I can't agree with that. I believe in fairness. I think McDonald's can afford to pay their workers more without raising production costs. It can be done. It's just not being done because they don't want to do that. They want to pay them as little as possible. And people, because they know people have to take it. Nobody is choosing to work at McDonald's. That is nobody's fucking dream job. Nobody wants to work at McDonald's. If they could work anywhere else, they would, because it's fucking working at McDonald's. Nobody wants to do that. It's nobody's first choice. People only have the option of working at McDonald's in certain circumstances. They only have the option of taking the shittiest jobs because they need them more than anyone else.
Now, it wouldn't be McDonald's that's out money if minimum wage goes up, because 80%, over 80% of McDonald's stores are owned by franchise operators. Franchises, when you work for a franchise, you get your money not from McDonald's, but from that owner of the franchise who makes his money from that one McDonald's store. So minimum wage going up, McDonald's would be out $20 for that, because they don't give the paychecks to more than 80% of their employees. Those all come from the pockets of the franchise operators who've earned that money running their own McDonald's store. That they're paid based on the profits of that store, not from McDonald's corporate.
That still leaves 20% of people that are being fucked for no reason that you can't explain.
What you are failing to take into consideration in every argument when we had this fight on Facebook and now is corporate greed. That the corporation will always do whatever they can to pay the least amount to get the maximum amount. You said, well, if they think they're worth more than $8 an hour, you'll find somebody who will work that. Yeah, you will. And that's the sad part, because there's always somebody, whether it be an illegal immigrant. Why do you think Americans, the Republicans always go, oh, these people are taking our jobs. Illegal immigrants are taking our jobs. You know why they're taking our jobs? Because Americans won't work for 80 cents an hour, nor should they have to. And you know what? If we paid even minimum wage for, say, bean picking, and did not hire illegal immigrants, which saves the corporation who does it a ton of money, if we even paid them minimum wage, do you know what the average increase on your vegetables at the grocery store would be? 74 cents. Yet you'd be providing a living wage for tens of thousands of people every year. But you are not willing to pay that extra 74 cents at the grocery store. Fuck them. This is all about me. I want it cheap. That's the other thing, the Walmart nonsense. I want it cheap. They try and claim the only way that they can keep the prices down is to not pay their employees a living wage. What a crock of bullshit. If they paid their employees $2 an hour more, on average, it would cost the average product 68 cents of an increase. Are you saying you're not willing to pay 68 more cents to buy a 24-pack of toilet paper, knowing that you just gave 20-some people a living fucking wage? Are you really that indoctrinated?
Okay, Josh is bad cop. Alex, let's you and I talk for a second. I'm going to be a good cop. Let's connect for just a minute, you and I. Let's take your job, for example, okay? I know a lot about that because I used to work there until just a couple of months ago. Now, you make... I'm not sure what you make now because you're something of a supervisor, but when you first started there, you made just barely above minimum wage, right?
When I started.
Right. Would you say there's been, like, between then and now, would you say there's been, like, at least a $2 an hour increase in your wage?
More than that, but
yeah. More than that. Oh, okay. Okay, so why do you think you're making that much more now than you were then? Is it because you were doing better work? Or, no,
yes.
not better work, more important work.
It's that I've put in the effort to show that I am worth more than what I was being paid before.
Okay, so
by
you
showing that effort.
Hang on. So you do make more money now. You don't receive health benefits of any kind. Okay? You are a full-time employee. In some cases, much more than that, because you work late a lot. You still don't have health benefits. All this extra money that you're making would be sucked up into nowhere if you got sick and had to go to the hospital, because you don't have health insurance. Or if you do, you don't have it from your job. Your employer is not providing you with health insurance. Do you think you're worth health insurance, Jowski?
Well, yes, that's why I buy my own health insurance.
But there's employers out there that will do that for you. It's weird. I know it must sound weird to you, but there are employers that do that a lot. If that happened, you wouldn't have to buy your own health insurance. Don't you think you deserve health insurance from your employer? Because your health is pretty much in their hands. You work more than full time. You're there most of the time. If you get sick, they're going to suffer. Don't you think they should provide health insurance? I mean, they think your work is that much more important. They're paying you more. Why don't they give you health insurance?
Because, obviously, my employer does not feel that the health of others is his responsibility. Which I can sort of see his logic there, but when I signed on for this job, I knew there was no health insurance. I knew that going into this.
Okay. So what you're saying is that people, okay, bad cop, go ahead.
You see from their perspective that your employer does not feel that the health of his employees is important. So to him, you are so replaceable that if you get into a motorcycle accident and all of a sudden some decapitator drives down the street and knocks your spleen out, you are so replaceable that you are not worth health insurance. That you are just a cog in a machine to them and nothing more, right?
Health insurance or not, I think they would still have to find me a replacement if that happened.
And you would probably not be coming back. So what you are saying is your employer feels you are replaceable and you are completely and utterly expendable.
No, my employer feels that he shouldn't have to pay for the welfare of others, that the money that, you know, he earns through his company should be invested into the company to increase its own profits rather than pay for people's health.
It's not the welfare of others, you doof. If your employees get health insurance, then they can get the medications they need, they can get the checkups they need. Then they are missing work less. They are more productive at work because that pesky knee injury might have the painkillers required to actually make them do their job better. Health insurance helps the corporation in the long run.
Okay, so you said that you knew you'd be making a low wage because going into the job day one, you knew there wasn't going to be any health insurance.
Yes, I knew from day one.
Okay. So what you're saying is the people that work in McDonald's are under the impression that it is not McDonald's when they start working there.
Well,
of course you're not saying that because that's asinine. My point is this. Just because the only job you can get pays a low wage doesn't mean that can work for you. If a wage is too low for someone to live on, then it is just too low for someone to live on. And it's nobody's first choice to be getting that because why the fuck would it be?
But it's raising minimum wage that causes the cost of living to go up. Because
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Go back and look at my disproportionate since 1990 numbers. Inflation's gone up at 3 times the rate the minimum wage has. Are you trying to say that raising the minimum wage 21% has a tripling effect on the inflation?
There's more than just the minimum wage contributing. I mean, there was those stimuluses that were going around for a while that did nothing.
Except for the fact that they actually worked and rejuvenated the economy even back in the Bush administration.
They rejuvenated the economy by causing the cost of living to go back up. Because what happens is you have a product out on the market, you know, be it a house or an MP3 player or anything. If nobody out there can afford that product, it goes down in price. But the solution with minimum wage is nobody can afford this, so we'll just give people more money so they can.
It's not about anything except just fairness, about if you have the ability to take better care of your people. But when I say your people, I mean either people that work for you or people that you're associating with or just any people that you're in a position to take care of. You owe it to society to do it. If you have employees that collectively, and it has been mathematically proven that it is impossible to live on a McDonald's income.
Oh, I want to jump in on this. Did you guys see the McDonald's report that shows just how out of touch they actually are?
I did.
Okay, basically, what McDonald's says is you can live on what we pay you at McDonald's.
Now, this is a budget that that McDonald's corporate offices wrote and distributed to all employees, telling them what they should spend on what in a month to live on a McDonald's salary.
And now, first of all, I don't know what city McDonald's corporate is in, but they clearly do not live in the real world. They have mortgage rent, $600 a month. Yeah, maybe if you've got three roommates. Car payment, $150. Yeah, if your car is from the 70s.
$150 for a car payment.
Uh-huh. Car and home insurance, $100. Maybe if you're living in a burnt-out trailer.
I would also like
$80 for car insurance.
I would also like it to be on the record that Jowski no longer has a car because he cannot afford it.
Ha!
Yeah. I've also found no need to get one, though. So
they also, in their little budget, and this is the part I loved, Charlie, and I bet you noticed this too. They have the McDonald's income at $1,105, okay? And they have that listed as first job, okay? Then they have an additional $955 to factor into this as second job.
They are telling you flat balls out that you need a second job.
No, it gets even worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
For that $955 second job and the $1,105 McDonald's job, and by the way, that's a full-time 40 hours a week job, which most McDonald's only have two or three positions available for that number of hours, okay? The average McDonald's worker makes less than 30 hours a week.
Thereby not making it legally necessary to give them health benefits, by the way.
To do this budget that they put out with the $1,105 and the $955 second job, you would be required at minimum wage to work 74 hours a week at these two jobs. Are you really going to try and defend that, Jowski, that, well, I'm not worth it, so I should work almost 75 fucking hours a week just to live?
Nobody made them work at McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Fucking society made them work at McDonald's. The fucking economy that George Bush left us with made them work at McDonald's.
Jowski, are you one of those few people that looks at Occupy Wall Street and says, fucking dirty hippies, wanting more?
Yes, that is exactly what I said during the entire Occupy movement.
No, you didn't, because you were on this show supporting me, you fuck!
Oh my God, if this was The Daily Show, John Oliver would be so far up your ass right now.
Oh, I'm not?
No, you're there. You're in there up to your elbow, don't get me wrong.
I'm just saying,
this would be where the clip from the past would come, contradicting what Alex just said.
I supported you that the cops shouldn't be beating the shit out of the Occupy people. I didn't support their platform because the Occupy people didn't really know what they were getting at.
Well, where the shit do you draw the line? McDonald's, whether they meant to or not, have flat out proven that you can't live just with what they pay you for working there. If the wage needs to come up, it needs to come up. And it has been mathematically proven that it needs to come up.
And any company
that
can
afford to do that won't, can suck my ass.
Charlie, do you know what the funniest part of what you just said is? It's been mathematically proven. Do you know who did the math? McDonald's!
McDonald's did the fucking math, my friend!
I know, it's... All right, we're going to take a break. We're not going to cover any more stories. We're going to come back after Hart, and we will discuss this again because, like I said, every argument needs a loser, and that's why Alex is here. We'll be back.
Take this job and shove it! I ain't working no more! Come on, get this corner, we just got to move this forward. You see that guy, his name always is walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, and we'll get it no more. Take this job and shove it! I ain't working no more! Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here.
Hey, motherfuckers, you are listening to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher with Josh Hadley. We are sandwiched in the middle of a what-the-fuck moment here, and I'm pretty happy. I just opened up a package from my boys at 707 Decals. That's 707decals.com. They just sent me over a bunch of test runs for American Horror stickers, so they look fucking great.
Very nice. What size are we talking here?
They're just like little bookmark size stickers, you know? They're just a test run of just the American Horrors logo, and they look really fucking good.
Very good. It's good that you're getting the merchandise out there now. You get the t-shirts. We got real t-shirt coming.
T-shirts are coming. We've been working on the designs. I've been working with the boys at 707 Decals. Are very eager to get going. I've got our new account set up. We're setting up our new online store at 1201beyond.com and AmericanHorrors.com. We're going to be able to get American Horrors t-shirts, What the Fuck shirts, Lost in the Static shirts, Radiodrome shirts, and maybe some crazy collectible weirdo fuck up shirts that I like to make.
I've got some ideas. I've got some images that some people that work with me have made that I think would make some great t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love doing shirts. I really do. They're a lot of fun, and they're kind of like walking billboards because, you know, that was one of the coolest things about when Boneyard Press, my comic book company, was really rolling in the 90s. I'd be out on a date at a bar here in L.A., and you go and you got the chick, and bang, somebody walks by with a Build a Bull t-shirt on, and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, that's my comic character. Yeah, my dick just got an inch bigger in my head. You know, and I loved it. Like when we did the Rush Limbaugh Must Die shirts or the most infamous t-shirt in the history of comic conventions, the Marvel Can Suck My Cock shirt.
Which I still do not have one of. I still want one of those.
Yeah, those are long gone, man. I'd have to like do like a nostalgia run.
Well, I've never really looked for one of those on eBay, though. I know when I was looking for Joe Bob Briggs Monster Vision t-shirts, because remember he used to give those away at commercial breaks? Those things can go for $300-$400 a pop to find a vintage 90s Monster Vision shirt. I'm sure a vintage Marvel Can Suck My Cock shirt would be up in that area too, Hart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was so happy when BloodyDisgusting.com put me in their top 10 scariest horror comics. That was pretty damn
twice.
Cool. Yeah, I got to admit it. That really stroked my ego big time. That made me – I was having a rough day, and that really brightened up my day.
Well, so you're doing pretty good today.
Yeah, actually I'm doing pretty good. I for folks that are long-term listeners, or maybe you're brand new, we do an hour-long Heart Attack that's on before What the Fuck, and you can find us on iTunes. And hey, you can now find all of the archives at jackaloperadio.com. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, it took a little longer than we'd like, but Todd's dealing with some bullshit in his life. Seems like we all are, but he got on it. He got on
Dude, he did it. Making a movie, House of Forbidden Secrets?
House of Forbidden Secrets, and I don't know how much on the air we can talk about, but it's the post-production's not going as smoothly as it should be, let's put it that way.
It's a bitch when you make a feature, Josh. That's the thing. Like, I kind of laugh at people like, oh, I'm not going to make a short, I'm going to make a feature. Well, dude, make your short first, because making feature films is a fucking nightmare. It's a war, you know, it's a fucking war. And even when you think you're at the finish line, you could have your partner trip you up, screw it up, and you're legally screwed. You know, I've got a feature film that's sitting on the shelf for that exact reason, legal issues.
I know they were aiming for House of Forbidden Secrets to be out on DVD by September, by Halloween, definitely, but early September. As much as I don't want to say that, I'm not so sure that that's a doable date anymore.
He really just needs to focus on making a good film. My good friend Chris J. Miller, who is the director of Forbidden Dimensions, they're in post. They've been in post for a while, and they had some issues with staff and sound designers freaking out on them. And it's crazy because people lose their minds when they make movies. I don't know what it is, but there's something about filmmaking and people. Or making an album, a record album, people just go off the deep end and they lose their goddamn minds. They change, man. They change.
And speaking of Forbidden Dimensions, the trailer really intrigued me. I really, really want to see this. And every time I ask you what's the prognosis on its release, and you're like, they're working on it. That's not good enough.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got a couple deals on the table. You know, he's talking to a lot of real big name people. I don't really want to go into it because you never, you know, I don't want to queer anything for it. So he's got good distributors are interested in the film, and it's going to get a pretty cool little release. And I think it's going to really blow some heads. It's going to blow up some heads for sure. It's one of those post-apocalyptic wasteland movies, and the guy who made it, his film Carrion and his film Iron Horse are both playing on American Horrors, and they're weird and wacky, and they have stop-motion animation and boobs and blood and just tripped-out, weird, fucked-up shit. And this is going to be one of those films, a total mind-fuck, trippy film. And I get to be a bad guy in it. I had a lot of fun. We love what we're doing, and it's just like, fuck, how do I get everything on the air that I want to get on the air and still make money? You know what I mean? Because some of the stuff I'm into is a little esoteric. All the kids are out of school. I'm in school. You know, summertime has turned out to be my busiest fucking time of year. The Twitter has been blowing up. The Facebook's been blowing up. You could find us on there. You could find Heart Attack on iTunes now. And I'm so happy that we're in the Jackalope archives now. A lot of cool shit happening over here for American Horrors, and more cool stuff happening for the radio show, too. Me and Josh are sitting on these T-shirts we're about to launch. You know, I just got these new stickers. We're going to be doing all kinds of new stickers and graphics, and I'm just about done putting the finishing touches on my book about that collects my writings from Incold Blog about my time in Champaign, Illinois, and about the real-life violence behind all the Boneyard stuff.
And see, I've read a lot of the Incold Blog stuff, and I've read a lot of that stuff. It'll be interesting to see it collected and see it put out for the mass audience. Would that be the right way to put it?
Yeah, that would be the right way to put it. And it's written first person central. It's very brutal. It's very in your face. If you thought you knew me, you don't know fucking shit. I'm going to show you how dark it gets.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Ma.
What's that spell?
Shopping mall.
Oh,
So, Alex, why do you think the corporations have a right to pay you, and this is the way you put it on Facebook, so I'm not putting words in your mouth, what you are worth rather than what you deserve?
It's what they feel you are worth. If they feel you're worth $8 an hour, but you don't, then don't enter into an agreement with them. But if you by signing on, okay, I'll take the job at McDonald's, you're acknowledging that I feel I am worth $8 an hour.
Or you feel like, that I have nothing else and I will literally starve if I can't pick through McDonald's dumpster.
Well, see, that's just depressing for that person to have let themselves get to that state of life anyway. If that's
Yeah, because it's their fucking fault. Okay.
There's a lot of times it is their fault.
Charlie's been a calming effect tonight. He's surprisingly been the sane one. Charlie, can you follow up with him before I punch him?
Okay. Jowski, do you think it's your fault that you can no longer afford a car or have health insurance or go to a hospital if you get sick? Do you think that's your fault?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why is that your fault?
Because I could work harder than I am. So I could go out and find a job that respects my value more. I just have not chosen to yet. I've become complacent with what I do lately.
Did he just admit to being a lazy ass?
He did admit to being a lazy ass. Now, do you think that everybody who works at McDonald's is complacent like you?
Well, no, not the ones that quit.
But people working at McDonald's, do you think they're just complacent, or do you think there's nothing better available to them?
I believe they're complacent, or at least they just feel that there's nothing better for them. But there is always something better. If you're willing to go out there and look, and you're willing to go out there and work for it, you can be worth more than $8 an hour.
If you're willing to get fucked in the ass, you can make $50 for 8 minutes. That doesn't mean it's something you should have to do, you fuck.
Ask Detroit. Sometimes the government has fucked up. And sometimes the economy is really that bad. And sometimes there is nothing better out there.
Alex does not factor in corporate greed for a single fraction of a second. He does not factor in corporate greed. That they will all... Look what happened when the Bush administration, and yes, the Bush administration, all you people that blame Obama for this somehow, even though it happened in 2007, the Bush administration bailed out the auto industry. What did they do? Did they rejuvenate their economy? Did they pass that on to their workers? Did they make deals with the unions? No, they gave themselves executive pay raises.
Is that gigantic bonuses, just like the one the CEO of McDonald's gave himself last year, none of which went to his workforce.
So, Jowski,
I can't defend that, and I can't believe that you can defend that, man.
Use your Ayn Rand tactics and try and defend that.
Okay, the government should not have been bailing out companies, because that is expecting people that are working for themselves and their families to pay because somebody else messed up at work. And the same thing applies with the minimum wage. So these people can't make a decent wage. So they're going to expect every business owner to raise their own wages because the people at McDonald's are unhappy.
Okay, so what you're saying is you agree with what Charles Koch talked about a few weeks ago, where...
I believe it should be an arrangement between the employer and the employee. If McDonald's feels that they're paying too little, then they should raise it on their own. The government shouldn't raise the federal minimum wage and screw out every other businessman and franchise owner over the people in a different area.
Do you ever actually listen to the things that come out of your mouth?
It makes sense to me.
Let's go back to what Charles Koch said a few weeks ago. He said if you abolish the minimum wage, that the workforce then will create more jobs. That if you no longer have to pay somebody, let's just say the average minimum wage is about $8 an hour. If you have to pay somebody $8 an hour, especially if you're a small business, you can only afford to have 6 to 9 employees. Now, if you are able to pay them $2 an hour, you can have up to 20 employees. Therefore, you have solved the unemployment problem because there are more jobs out there. But they are still jobs you can't live on. What you are trying to say is let the employer decide what they want to pay. If you don't like it, don't work there. But there will always be somebody that will go, you know what? I will take that because I feel that there is no other option. That's what they want. They want you to feel like there is no option. Now, if you hold their feet to the fire, like all the people who got us unemployment benefits, who got the minimum wage, who got you what you are being paid at your job, they sacrificed so you can cover your fucking ass. Do you think that's right?
I don't think unemployment's right in that same regard, because my paycheck could be higher, but it's not, because my boss has to pay unemployment. So basically, I'm working for people that don't even work for that fucking company anymore, because they decided to file unemployment, screw over my boss, to where he can't give us a better pay rate, because there's people that don't work there anymore. That I'm okay. Working for people that don't even, that I've never even seen.
When an employer has to pay out unemployment, it's because a massive review was done. During the whole time,
Just get unemployment. It's not, been fired, you get unemployment. You fight for unemployment, dude.
Yes. You have
not
to make
a
case.
Not in the state of Colorado that much
In anymore. The state of Colorado, I just went through this. Like, less than a year ago, man. I was fired from a job. I got unemployment. I went 8 months with no income at all. Looking for a job the whole time. Not finding one because we're in this economy that we're in. This whole time, the employer is just trying to stall. It's trying to stall so that the person wanting to get unemployment, to keep them going at a fraction of what they were previously making until they can find another job. The employer is stalling that with hearing requests and form requests and documentation requests. And then the employer only has to pay out if it has been determined by a government representative that the employee was fired through no fault of their own.
You're only allowed to get unemployment if some sort of corporate malfeasance was found by the government. That means you were not just, oh, they're not doing their job, fire them. Unemployment is not this free welfare for people that have been fired. You have to have been fucked in the ass by your employer to get it. And even then, the standards to get unemployment, you have to have been fucked pretty bad to get unemployment.
So to put it in legal terms, the employer is found guilty of firing someone wrongfully, and now he has to pay unemployment. But rather than pay unemployment, he takes it out of his employee's wages. So your check could be higher if your employer didn't have to pay unemployment. That's halfway true. The half that's not true is your paycheck would be higher if your employer wasn't making you pay for unemployment, making you pay for mistakes that were made by him, as determined by the U.S. government.
Colorado, though, has been lately, I've noticed, because I've gone to a few unemployment hearings where they've just given it blindly, where we've fired people for gross violations of policy, and then they'll come in, I have a doctor's note from when I was sick, and they'll still get unemployment, and we'll argue, that's not even why we fired him. Oh, well, they have a doctor's note. You should have respected that, and, you know.
I was fired in January of 2012. I was fired from a call center in Colorado. It worked for a home delivery prescription company. I don't want to say what it is, but it rhymes with depressed pricks. I was fired for having a depressed attitude on the phone. I worked in one of their call centers. The violations reached a minimum number to where it's termination. Not once. See, it was determined early on. The first meeting I had with my supervisor, you sound really depressed on the phone. People are complaining. What's going on? I said, well, it's not intentional. I'm going through some pretty bad depression right now. I'm trying as hard as I can to leave it at home. But, you know, when something affects your mind all the time, it's difficult to do that. I wasn't particularly rude. I wasn't particularly hostile. I just sounded depressed. Meeting after meeting with my supervisor, this same thing came up. They said, are you working on your depression? I said, well, you know, as much as you can. I didn't really get better. And eventually they fired me. And for over 8 months, just under 9 months, I fought with them to get unemployment because I couldn't find another job. Did not help the depression. I fought with them for unemployment. And after 9 months, it was determined that I was fired through no fault of my own because of depression.
Basically, you were fired for what is a legally protected ailment.
Right. Once unemployment was approved, after 9 months of getting by on karaoke wages and the occasional paid illustration gig, which was nothing, that's why I was broke that entire time, I'm sure you'll recall. It was when I went back to karaoke, now that I think about it. It all makes sense. But after that time, the employment I got was 3/4 of the wage that they were paying me, which itself was, I think, less than $2 per hour above minimum wage.
Then you actually got quite a bit, because the average unemployment settlement is only 60% of what you were making per hour.
Right.
So you actually got more than the average then, which means they found that the corporation that rhymes with depressed pricks was very at fault for firing you. They'll bump it up if they find there was malicious intent. So they had to have found some sort of malicious intent in your case then.
Okay. Yeah, that I think I do remember reading that in one of the letters. Unemployment is not what's causing you not to have a higher paycheck. Working for a fucking unscrupulous company that makes its employees pay for their unemployment claims, that's what's giving you a lower paycheck.
So if you think you deserve more, Alex, do you see, and you don't have to go into specifics because I don't want to put you in any kind of legal trouble, do you see anything at your company that is clear, maybe not legal violation, but ethical violations to try and keep costs down?
Okay.
Bear in mind, I worked there for a very long time, and I know the answer to what you're going to answer.
Well, recently, with the Obamacare thing, there's been a... Okay, we only
Omnicare,
hire...
Omnicare, you mean?
The whatever care. The every employer must provide health care thingy. That's still just being so debated. I don't know if we'll ever see that.
Charlie, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a socialist, but oh my god, you mean people without health insurance can actually see a doctor? Oh my god, world's over, America's done.
Yeah, the people that do see doctors have to pay for somebody else to see a doctor, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that now employers are forced to provide health insurance, so to cut down on costs, they've cut to part-time on a lot of people. That's something that's very real and happening. The other thing is, because my boss is so adamant about not paying unemployment and not having to go through all the things of an unemployment hearing, he lets everything slide. So there are employees, the lower wage employees, that abuse the shit out of this, and all the responsibility falls on management, where I am, to cover up for these people that decide, I can show up for 1 hour a month and I'll never get fired because my boss doesn't want to pay unemployment.
There's always going to be examples of that. But what you are doing with your Ayn Rand indoctrination is painting everyone with that same brush.
You're assuming everyone is like that, and you're assuming that nobody... You're assuming that everybody who makes minimum wage is too lazy to want something better. That's not the case with everybody. That's not the case with even most of everybody.
Do you think anyone wants to work at McDonald's?
It is nobody's first choice. It doesn't matter.
Alex, when you got this job, and Charlie, since you worked there, I'm going to ask you this too.
Okay.
Were you trained on the job? Were you paid for the hours you had to put in being trained to do your job?
Yes.
Yes, we were. But do you know how many hours were actually spent training?
Well, you worked in that department.
15!
Yeah, you...
15 hours of training over 2 days.
Okay.
It was 7.5 hours a day, because we do not get paid for lunch breaks, by the way.
I don't think they should have to. That's one where I'll side with Jowski. You're on your lunch. You aren't working. So
yeah, we actually nowadays our shifts for full time people are 8.5 hours. So
yes.
Take out the half hour lunch break. They have 8 hours pay.
But that's,
a lot of places I've worked do that.
That told me that if they're going to pay people for their time, they want as much of that time as possible to be spent working. So you are just receive the most fucking slapdash training that there could ever be. It was a complete waste. I didn't learn anything before I started doing the job.
So no, you both got paid for that. What some companies are doing, 2 weeks of unpaid training. If you want this job being a secretary, you have to show us you want the job. So we get 2 free weeks of work out of you. And if we find that you're not right for the company, we're not going to pick up your contract, basically what it comes down to. Companies are looking to save money by not even paying for training anymore. And companies have been abusing it. 57% of companies that do this do not pick up most of the contracts. So they basically get 2 free weeks of work out of you. And then just go to the next person. 2 free weeks of work, the next person. 2 free weeks of work. Jowski, are you going to try and argue that this is ethical and that these people, well, they clearly didn't prove that they should have had their contracts picked up? Or do you think this just is more corporate bullshit to get free work out of people.
Oh, the not paying for training is just greedy bullshit.
Now, this is the supervillain Mr. Burns version of what Josh and I are talking about, but it does get at the root cause. What we're talking about is corporations that are more concerned with profits exploiting the shitty economy that they helped create.
Go back to my illegal immigrant thing. If Americans were willing to take 80 cents an hour to pick peas, do you think that they would have to hire illegal immigrants? Illegal immigrants know that they're here illegally, and they know they can't change that 80 cents an hour. Do you are you honestly going to try and argue with me that paying people, again, a living wage and what they are worth is a bad thing?
Here's what happens. So you're going to up, you know, what you pay people from 80 cents to $3 to $8 to the people that worked at McDonald's are asking $15 an hour.
Which I do not feel is unreasonable.
Which was in Chicago. It's fucking expensive to live in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, speaking of like that budget we talked about in the last segment, clearly not from New York, LA, or Chicago, was it?
No. $15 an hour just gets you slightly above dick in Chicago.
According to one of the anchors on Fox News over this, making $250,000 a year in New York City is poor.
That is near poverty.
That is near poverty, according to Fox News.
That's what they said.
How do you even get by on $250,000 a year? You're eating day-old mac and cheese with that, apparently, to Fox News.
So let's say they raise the minimum wage up and they start paying more. Companies will. They will up the prices on everything. The companies that don't go under because they can't afford to pay their workers.
That bump is barely noticeable.
But there will be a bump. And it'll be a bump that continues to go up. So, you know, you're eventually going to have, just another year or two down the line, people going back out there saying minimum wage isn't high enough. So prices and everything will continue to go up and up and up.
That's why minimum wage and inflation are supposed to work proportionately together, not disproportionate inflation to disproportionate minimum wage.
And you're assuming a lot of shit, Alex. You're assuming that this is just going to continue to happen, and you're assuming a lot of shit. But the reason why it's happening now is because, through no fault of their own, McDonald's has proven that the current wage they pay people is not enough to live on. That is why they're asking for an increase. People are not getting greedy, and they're not just wanting more money. They're fucking needing more money. That's why it's happening right now.
It's the same thing with Walmart.
Because they're not working right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
They're yelling at a restaurant for free. You they don't need money.
Are you able to actually see the inside of your colon with how far your head is up your ass?
His mic is fantastic.
The acoustics in your ass are great, man.
All I'm saying is that this is not based on greed of the workers who just want more money for doing the same work. They're doing it because they need more money. They're doing it because their employer has, through straightforward American English, suggested that they get a second job. Company that is posting record profits year after year, probably because it's fast food and as a nation we're all just going downhill in that direction. But they can afford to pay a higher wage to their workers, and they're not doing it. They don't think it'll help. They're trying to make your case that raising minimum wage will not solve the problem. But it will solve the problem. If minimum wage comes up, then that's what they will have to pay their workers. They shouldn't be made to have to do anything. But human decency being absent from a CEO's mind, I think they should be forced to if they're not going to do it on their own volition.
To put it this way, I don't feel I have a perfect job, that everything is going right and I'm making the exact amount of money I feel I should be working. I've become complacent, and I am working, and most of that work is focused on the website where I can, you know, through hard work and sheer determination, earn what I feel I should earn.
Okay, but you wouldn't be able to do that if you had to have a second job.
Or a Mick job. But I want to ask you a serious question. Let's say this employer comes up to you and says, you know what, the company is hurting. We're going to cut your pay to minimum wage. You are now making $7.25 an hour. Would you keep that job just to go, it's better than nothing, right? Or would you say, no, goddammit, I'm worth the $12 an hour I'm making now. I'm not taking a fucking $5 an hour pay cut for your fucking coffers.
I would quit.
So you are saying that you are worth more than what they would want to pay you. The same thing you are yelling at the McDonald's employees for doing because, well, they can't feed their family if they're not working, right?
Yes. No, the difference is I would quit and get a different job. I wouldn't quit and
first of all, you're
time
assuming
telling
that
him
there is another job where you could get $12 an hour waiting for you.
I can tell you for a fact that there is not.
That's the other thing. You don't quit where you're sure thing unless you have something, you know, backup. That's responsibility. You don't just quit and make nothing.
So if you couldn't get another job for 3 months, you'd work at that $7.25 at the job you used to make $12 at just because, right?
I would work harder at other stuff. But yeah,
you just dodged the question. Answer the question I asked you.
I would not accept that as my fate. I mean, yes, I would still be there working it and I would fucking hate it, you know, and I probably would not last for long given the low tolerance for the stress I have at this pay rate. You know, if they knocked me to 725, it'd be like 2 weeks before I say F this and leave. But I would still never stop looking for another opportunity to make new money that I feel I'm worth.
But let's say you do, though.
The McDonald's employees have stopped looking for more, that if McDonald's doesn't pay them the 15 that they want, they're just going to slink off into the darkness? Do you think they're not out there looking for some opportunity that should be presenting itself?
No, they probably are. And, you know, if they find it, great for them. And I'm sure they will. Because remember, like 2 months ago, a bunch of Walmart people went on this quote-unquote strike over health benefits. And it was in the news, and then it was gone pretty quick.
That doesn't mean it just stopped happening. That just means it stopped being covered.
No, I mean, the people that were arguing for it stopped caring about it.
Well, let's say you do quit. Okay, let's say they say they come to you and say, Alex, the company's going through some hard times. We're cutting you down to minimum wage indefinitely. Let's say you do quit. You'd say, fuck off. You give them the finger, and you walk out. There is a long list of people that are doing worse than you to many subtle degrees, and they're just going to keep going down that list until they find someone who will work for minimum wage, doing your exact job. They will find that person, and when they do, it'll be okay that they're doing what they're doing. Doesn't make it right, but it makes it fine for them, because there's always somebody doing worse. You can tell people if you don't think minimum wage is enough, don't work at McDonald's. There is always going to be someone who will have to do it. That's why we have people that work at McDonald's. That's why we have people hustling handies at the bus station. There's always going to be someone whose circumstances are just shitty enough to let corporations do whatever they want when it comes to paying workers.
That's another reason I've come up with plans that, you know, nobody should go into a job believing that it'll last forever. You know, you should always be looking for a chance to make more money. That's why, you know, should I quit, I have contingency plans. I have backups that, you know, that I could do.
Yes, and this economy used to have options, but it doesn't now.
Yeah, there are no options anymore. But what you are looking at, Alex, you are looking at everything from a very rose-colored and, yeah, I'm going to say it, a very Republican point of view of how this country and the economy works. That's not a realistic point of view.
There's always going to be someone working at McDonald's who literally can't quit because there's nothing else out there for them.
Which is what McDonald's counts on.
Now, as long as there's people with those circumstances, they're going to be able to pay people whatever they want.
Okay, now, this has been an extendedly long episode anyway, so we're way over. We got to wrap it up. So, Charlie, wrap up your thoughts on this before we let Alex give his side, because I probably was not very fair to Alex tonight. He is a close friend of mine, but my God, do I disagree with the shit he was saying today. And I think that's pretty clear if you listen to the show. So, Charlie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Jowski was slinging some serious bullshit today. One that would come from somebody that just takes your high score on Jedi Knights at the Phantom Menace pinball machine and just knocks it the fuck out.
Charlie, let it go.
Okay, sorry.
Let it go.
I worked for that score.
I know you did. I know, buddy. But what I'm saying is that if minimum wage has to come up, then it has to come up. It's not a question of a lazy lower class, and it's not even a question of a greedy upper class. It's just a question of human decency. And it has been proven that minimum wage needs to come up to give people to allow people to make a living. I can't find a reason to be against that. And it's, if you don't think you make enough on minimum wage, then don't work a job that gives you minimum wage. That is the most bullshit argument I've heard all week, because there's always going to be someone who has no choice. Society, we should be taking care of them.
Alex, your final thoughts?
I feel that people have value, you know, and they determine their own value by selling themselves at $8 an hour. They've determined their value is $8 an hour. If they feel that it's not that, they shouldn't demand other people pay them that. They should show their value. They should go out to another person that will value them. They shouldn't expect the whole of society to take care of them.
Hey, Charlie, next time you run into him, you smoke. So would you mind taking a lighter to his copy of Atlas Shrugged?
I'm way ahead of you.
So, Alex, I'm sorry if we made you out to be the villain tonight, but I believe you are one in this case. Now, this website you spoke of, what is it?
It's geekjuicemedia.com.
I believe McMullen is on that too, isn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, my website, 1201beyond.com. I'm also at the same geekjuicemedia.com because despite what you heard tonight, Alex and Charlie and I are all friends, but...
Not for long.
Just check the high scores next time you're there.
So you can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Have a good night, guys. Hope you enjoyed this extra special long bullshit edition of What the Fuck.
It's near. What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.